Umrah now.
You can't take one hadith. People today, every you get internet muftis and you get lot of muftis. Pehle the mufti masail ke batane wale. Ab bhi hai mufti muf ke khane wale. You know. So people just take one hadith and start jumping. So you can't take one hadith. You have to look at all. Now Abu Dawood's hadith, our mother, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha reports, we used to leave the face open. When the strange men used to pass, before them coming, we used to cover our faces. Asma bint Yazid radiallahu anha states in Mu'attam al-Malik, when strange people used to pass the men, we used to cover our faces. So it shows it's not only for the wives of Nabi alayhi salam. Asma bint Yazid is not wife of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. So remember, when the lady is with ladies only, leave the face open. When you are with your husband, leave the face open. You with your maharim, your son, your father, your brother, leave the face open. When you are with men, strangers, then cover your face. Imam Shafi'i, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, state that you lady, when you cover your face, cover it in such a way, it does not touch your nose, it doesn't touch your cheek, it doesn't touch your face basically. It must be far away, so you put a cap or something. And the Malikis and Hanbali say the lady can wear a normal niqab, is fine. According to Hanafi, sometime, we don't say all the time, but sometime for the ladies is very, very difficult and cumbersome. They have to wear the cap and so forth. They're not used to it. They might trip and fall down. So they wear the normal niqab. Then you just pay 30, 35 riyals. There's no dam and all that. 30, 35 riyals for your umrah. 30, 35 riyals for your hajj. And that will suffice. Give it to the poor people in Makkah.
Zakallah khair, Mufti Sahab. The next one says, Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahab. Is hookah permissible?
Hookah, you must remember, is very, very similar to smoking, if not worse. So we just told you about smoking. Inna al-mubadhirina kanu ikhwana shayateen. That the money that they spend there is, remember, squandering and wasting the wealth, and we become the brothers of shaitan. Then you see the brothers who are involved in hookah. 2-3 hours they spend in there, killing time, wasting time. La dharara wa la dirar. Don't cause harm to yourself, don't cause harm to people. So all these would be factors that we rule is not permissible.
Jazakallah khair, Mufti Sahab. The next one says, what are the rights of the husband who wants to take a second wife? And what are the first wife's rights in this situation?
First and foremost, your husbands who want to take a second wife, you must know that you are married now, new broom sweeps clean. But the old broom knows all the corners, you see. So now when you fall sick, so then your old wife will come and still put zambak and jamaline and all that. And the new wife, she'll be busy with the makeup and mascara and all these things here. So you need to think properly there. Now let's go to Quran. Quran Kareem teaches us Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 3. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. If you got fear, you cannot exercise justice between the wives. You cannot make equality. So then فَوَاحِدَ, one wife only. Now today we want to take second wife, third wife, but we don't make justice. So we are guilty of a major, major sin. We must remember that. Next one, that you must have the financial means. You can't look after one wife sometime, but you want to take a second wife. Then you must have the physical means. There the one wife is complaining, this husband don't fulfill my conjugal rights. What the second wife? She'll be fasting all the time. So you must remember that. So you must remember, all these are conditions, brothers. So they are not just carte blanche, we just go and do this thing.
Zakla Khair Mufsaf, the next one says, is it permissible to consume products in Makkah? Like pre-packed burgers and meat products made in England and other European countries. I haven't seen a halal certification on these products.
In Makkah Mukarramah, the ulama say that the things are halal. So fine, it's halal according to them. If you got doubt, then you abstain. But you don't have the right. I don't have the right. We go and say, this is haram, this is haram, this is haram. So we need to be very careful about this. We say that what is in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, the ulama there, they themselves, they say it's halal. So it's fine. That is the fatwa they have given. So if we have, you know, confidence in that, you can practice. You have doubt, then you abstain. But you don't have the right to go and make fitna and start saying haram and so forth. We need to be very careful in this regard.
Jazakallah khair, Ustaz. The next one says, what is the status of Jummah Salah when quite a few brothers only perform 2 rakat Salah and they leave the masjid?
Obviously, these brothers here, see from Quran, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. The sign of the munafiqeen and hypocrites is when they stand up for salat, they stand up lazily. The last one to come to the masjid, the first one to go out. When they come in, most of those brothers who run away, while the khutbah is on, you see them coming in. Imam just makes salam, no time, they just gone already. Why do they come? Yura'un an-nas, just to show the face, maybe to the boss or the people. Wala yadhkurun Allah illa qalila. They remember Allah very little. So it definitely is an indictment. We can't pass the fatwa, the munafiq or hypocrite. Allah alone knows what is in their heart. But we will say they are imitating the munafiqeen and hypocrites. And that's a serious, serious offense. So therefore, there is a thing called sunan-e-qabliya, sunan-e-ba'diya. Before Jumma Salat, there are sunnah to be read. After Jumma Salat, there are sunnah to be read. And week in, week out, we leave it out. Definitely, this is a major sin, unacceptable.
The next one says, Assalamu alaikum, Muftisab. Is it permissible to take pictures of big murats and write about it for homework in school? I don't want to do it, but we have to by the order of the school.
First and foremost, this is the point I raised just now, that when we enroll our children in school and so forth, now we complain after 2 months, 3 months, they are teaching us biblical studies. They don't want to allow the student to go for Jummah Salat. They are telling us you must do this picture and this portrait and this and so forth. But these were the issues you should have asked before you enrolled your child there in that school. Not that afterwards we have these problems. Remember in Islam the golden rule, La ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'asyatil khaliq. There is no obedience to any creation, nor the teacher, nor the principal, nor the father, nor the husband, nor the wife, mother, anybody, when it leads to a sin against the Creator Almighty Allah. The hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. So that should be our standpoint on all these points.
The next one says, is it permissible to perform a second jamaat in the masjid, or should it be performed in the courtyard? If so, what's the wisdom behind it?
Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded us in the Quran Kareem, Warka'u ma'ar raki'in, read salat in jamaat. So when we read salat in jamaah, we are establishing unity, solidarity in the rank and file of the ummah. If you allow second jamaat, then third jamaat, so you cause fragmentation, disorder, discord and disunity in the rank and file of the ummah. So that's a logical explanation. From a fiqh point of view and hadith point of view and fiqh point of view, Nabi alayhi salatu salam came, he saw the salat is finished, then raja ila ahlihi. Nabi alayhi salam went back to his home and he read the salat there, the hadith in Tabarani. So we must remember this, that for locals, we are in Marisburg now, we all are locals, we come here, jamaat is finished, now 5, 10, 20 of us, we make jamaat in the masjid, not permissible. So you must, if you're going to make second jamaat, then third jamaat, then what? So you must, if the musafir, then it's fine, you can make outside in the sihan, osahan and all that, it's fine, there's no problem. But for locals, and especially to make it a habit, that's not permissible. Either you read individually, or either you go home and read with your wife and children.
The next one says, on a particular Jummah, I brought my 9-year-old son to the masjid who sat with me in the second surf and did not harm anybody. The imam said it's not right for him to read Salah in the front surf. Our previous imam said that we must make our kids sit next to us to avoid misbehavior. Please comment.
Obviously, these are give and take issues. You must remember, if the children, you're going to put them all at the back, then they start playing games there and what, then it's better they come there and stand with the father or brother and so forth. And you can't say it's haram or something. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he was mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, when Mustafa alayhi salam passed away, he says, Walam ahtalim, I was not even baligh. And in Hajjatul Wida and so forth, he read Salat right in front. So better is for children to read Salat at the back. But if you don't kick up a racket and so forth, then you bring one, two in front and break them up, and in that way there, it's fine. They just put them on the sides, on the flanks of the surf, and then it's fine, no problem.
The next one says, I would like to know the forbidden times that one cannot read Nafil Salah.
According to the Hanafis, you can't read Nafil Salat once Fajr time enters. I was looking at your board here in Mountain Rise, so I see 3:59 Sehri ends. So from 4 o'clock right till say about 5:45 or so, so you will not be able to read Nafil Salat according to the Hanafis. Remember that. Then after Asr, you can't read till sunset. According to Shafi'is and Hanbalis, you can read Nafil Salat at the Zawatul Asbab. I walk in the masjid, it's 4:30 tomorrow morning, for example. I read Tahiyatul Masjid. According to Shafi's, Hanbali is permissible. According to Hanafi, is not permissible because it's Nafil Salat. So you must remember, Hanafis are very strict on this issue. Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his Salat Ba'd al Fajri hatta tatlu ash-shams. After Fajr, you can't read. Before Fajr, you can't read till the sun rises. Then you ate another 12, 15 minutes or so. Similarly, after Asr, you can't read. So that is the Hanafi viewpoint.
Jazakallah khair, Mustafa. The next one here says, Assalamu alaikum. I have a friend who works with me and was not paying the bond on his house. I took my money and paid his bond. Can I make the intention of zakat? He wants to pay me back, but I told him to forget about it.
Very good question. ABC person had a bond with XYZ. First of all, to take out the bond, overdraft, all that is not permissible. So now the bond was taken out. Now you wanted to help your brother in need with your good action indeed. So now if that person was such, he was down and out, you know, he couldn't pay rental or he couldn't pay his bond and service the bond and the problems. Now when you paid that 50,000, 100,000, whatever, and you made intention at that time, that when paying or before that you made intention, that now you are giving it as a zakat, so then your zakat is valid. If at that time you just gave it as a loan, and then subsequently now you want to change your intention to zakat, so then your zakat is not valid. So you need to remember this. Our brothers, many a time they give a loan to ABC person. ABC person after 6 months, 1 year cannot now repay the loan. They say keep it as zakat. Your zakat is not valid. Because at the time of giving, your intention was solely only a loan. If you told him verbally loan, but in your heart you made intention of zakat already, then your zakat is valid. And if and when he comes and repays it, you tell him forget about it, then your zakat is valid, there's no problem.
Jazakallah khair, Mustafa. The next one here says, where does one make niyat for tawaf, such as one's right shoulder in line with the silver lining of the Hajri Aswad, or as nowadays people do it on the corner of the Kaaba?
First and foremost, you must remember, when you look at the old Hajj kitabs, you will find they speak about the Mataf. There's a line there, all that line, and it is no more. So when you come by the Baytullah, you will see people reading Rabbana Atina Fid Dunya between Rukni Yamani, Hajr Aswad. Just look up on your right hand side, you will see the green light there. Night time is very clear, and other time you will just see there's a green light. So just stand in line with that, and then you are facing Hajr Aswad, and you raise your hands. Before that you make intention if you want. You don't have to make long intention. Intention is in your heart. Ya Allah, I'm performing this tawaf. Remember, brothers, sisters, going for Umrah, for Hajj, mashallah. So you're going to make nafil tawaf. Now you're starting tawaf. Ya Allah, the thawab, reward of this tawaf, for the people who passed away, my parents and grandparents, for the people who are alive, for I'm pregnant, the lady says, so now for my child who's unborn. So remember, all that is permissible, past, present and future. So remember, this is the barakah of tawaf. You brothers, sisters going for a Hajj, inshallah, Allah take us all. Man tawafa bil bayti khamsina marra kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu. Whoever performed tawaf of the Baytullah 50 times, so you go around the Baytullah 350, so it means that different times, so you come out from your sins so pure and cleansed like the day your mother gave birth to you, the hadith in Tirmidhi. One non-Muslim asked, why you Muslims, they see on TV, you go round and round and round. So I told him that, you see, when your clothes are dirty, then you take them and put in a washing machine. Then it spins, 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 it come out bang, white and clean, sparkling. So the Muslim goes round and round, so he comes out pure and clean also. Everything got wisdom, brothers.
JazakAllah khair, Mustafa. The next one here is a bit of a four-part question. It says, for years, family members have been using partnership funds and assets to enrich themselves without the knowledge of the other partners. They've transferred the whole business into their names and have refused to account. Question, can we attend their weddings and functions and consume their food?
First and foremost, we must remember, any person whether he's running a shop or factory or farm or whatever, if major portion of his or her income is haram, then you can't eat there. If major portion of that person's income is halal, then you can eat there. So you can't make one general rule. Walil akthari hukmul kul is the verdict of the jurors. Majority takes the place of the total.
The next part says, Assalamu alaikum, it continues, it says, if we have tried to settle according to Sharia and they refuse, can we go to the Kufar court for justice?
You must remember that they, everybody will say that they are the right and other people are the wrong. We will never advise anybody go to the kafir courts. We will tell you there are many ulama, yes, senior ulama in Natal, in Gauteng, in Cape and wherever else. So just appoint somebody or some organization as arbitrator and mediator, and whatever verdict they pass, so that should be the verdict. Finish and go.
Musab, the next one says, what is ghazab?
Ghazab.
Ghasab. Ghasab means where you're usurping the rights of others. So remember that the person now is walking. You see it happening every day. The sister is walking and she's got a handbag. So now she's looking and dreaming a little bit. Somebody came and they just took it away. So that you call a ghasab. Ghasab means to usurp the rights of others. Remember, it's a major, major sin. And tomorrow on the day of justice, we will have to pay with our good deeds for all that wrong which we did. So we need to be extremely careful in all these matters.
Before we go for the Isha Azan in Channel Islam, let's quickly finish the last question. It says, what is the punishment for someone who steals money and takes a qasam in front of the Kaaba denying it?
If a person, when there's a conflict situation, Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Al-bayyinatu ala al-mudda'i, that the people who are the plaintiff, you must produce two male witnesses, or you produce one male and two female witnesses. And if you can't produce the witnesses, then the person who is the defendant, wal yaminu ala man ankar, then the person who's defending, he must take an oath. If I took an oath there in the haram in Madinah Munawwara, they took an oath right by the Baytullah, you call this a taghliz fil ayman, that you take, you know, a very, very big oath. If the person took an oath like that, so if he spoke the truth, alhamdulillah. If he spoke lies, remember, he will suffer the consequences in this world, because remember, to take oath right by Baytullah, and that is very serious issues.